Hello, is Felicia Jones there?
This is her.
Hello, I'm Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, but so we will make this as quick as possible. And we really appreciate your time.
Okay, how long is it going to take?
Just a few minutes. It's a short survey.
Okay.
Thank you. And now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I am.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
What is your age?
56.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country right now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select up to two, and we have a list over here. The first one is protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights. Reducing gun violence?
Yes.
You can select up to two. If you want to, I can read you the list, and you can tell me which ones do you think are the most important issues to you.
Okay.
Okay. The first one was protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, reducing gun violence, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, improving K through 12 public school education, providing affordable childcare, reducing crime, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, fighting inflation, protecting LGBTQ rights, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, or improving the economy?
Well, I would say all of them, but since I have to choose two, I would say gun violence and women's rights.
Women's rights. The reproductive freedoms.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Falling behind.
Thank you. In your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in the country? Once again, we have a list. You can select up to two. I will read you the list, and you can tell me which are the most important to you. The first one is not enough good role models, too many people depending on the government for handouts, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, racism and discrimination, poor life choices and values by some, poor work ethic, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, or the lack of food, good paying jobs opportunities.
Racism and discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
And the one you said about the rich.
The rich.
The rich get richer and the poor get poorer.
Unfair or rigged economic system for the rich.
That one.
No, thank you. And now there are some reasons, others give or have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. Once again, we're talking about the two choices, the two most important choices for you. The list goes as follows. A toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values. Too many young people not being properly parented and raised. Lack of after school programs and mentioning to keep children, lack of after school programs and mentoring to keep children away from criminal activity. Not enough police officers on the streets. A lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without degree or job training. Reduced funding for public services to help people in need. Too many guns flooding our streets. Inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by. Too many people suffering from mental illness on our streets. A broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly. Prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime. Too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders. Or inadequate programs to help lower income people.
Oh my God. I would say a broken judicial system.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other one about? Lower paying jobs?
Let me go over those.
What was the third one?
The third one was lack of after school programs and mentoring to keep children away from criminal activity. The ones that I believe you told me was a lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without degree or job training. The other one was broken bail and parole system, which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly.
That one too.
Okay. Good.
It's really all of them, but I've seen
those
too.
Yeah. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
How much have I heard?
Yes. Seen or read?
I've heard and read about it quite often. I don't know what you need, a percentage or?
Just a lot, a little, or nothing at all.
Oh, a lot.
A lot. Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
No.
Do you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose to that?
I do not oppose to them removing
mm-hmm.
books from public schools.
Oh,
was that your question?
The question was, do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools? Do you strongly support them or somewhat support?
No.
Oppose them.
I oppose to mm-hmm. them banning books.
Okay.
Our children need books in public schools.
Yeah. So it will be somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one is critical race theory or CRT.
Zero.
Beyonce?
The singer?
The singer, yeah.
Oh, I have no problem with Beyonce, so I would say 100.
Okay. The feminist movement?
Zero.
Kamala Harris?
100.
Donald Trump?
Zero, zero, zero.
Black Lives Matter or BLM?
100.
The NAACP?
100.
Hakeem Jeffries?
100.
The Gay Rights Movement?
The Who Rights Movement? Gay
the
Rights
gay
Movement?
Gay Rights, yes.
Oh, okay. I would say 90.
Joe Biden?
95.
Kevin McCarthy?
McCarthy?
Mm-hmm.
Zero.
Ron DeSantis?
Zero.
Barack Obama?
100.
Thank you. And we know it's way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Cornel West, the third-party candidate, for whom would you vote?
Cornel West.
Thank you. Now we're going to switch up things a bit. Please rate how much of each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact in your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have an impact in your life. You can use any number between 0 to 10. The first one is climate change.
Probably 5.
Crime and violence in this country?
10.
The country's economy going through recession soon?
10.
Affirmative action ending?
10. No. Oh. We don't need to end affirmative action. I would say 10.
Okay. Thank you. Now, and with this, we're still a few more questions to go, but I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with a policy. The first one is raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff.
Yes, I support it.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree with it?
Strongly agree.
The government should provide free childcare to all families.
Agree. Strongly agree.
The government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use.
Somewhat agree.
Children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers.
Oh, I think that should be up to the family, so I would say somewhat agree.
Mm-hmm. Ban assault weapons?
Strongly agree.
The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal and nationwide.
Strongly agree.
The government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members in a serious health condition.
Is it just a federal worker?
For federal paid family and medical leave programs for all workers to take care of themselves or family members.
Oh, all workers. Okay, strongly agree.
In which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? And you can choose multiple in here, but we're going to go one by one and you tell me. The first one is mothers adopting a child, yes or no?
Yes.
When dealing with a mental health episode?
Yes.
Death of a family member?
Yes.
Fathers adopting a child?
Yes.
Fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child?
Yes.
Sickness or serious injury?
Yes.
Caring for a family member with a serious health condition?
Yes.
Mothers giving birth to a child?
Yes.
Thank you. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often. Have any of the following things happened to you or a family member in your household in the last 12 months? Your home was vandalized or broken into. You and your family.
Yes.
Would it be you or a family member?
Me.
I'm so sorry about that, by the way. Violent crime such as assault?
No.
Money or property was stolen?
No.
Car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Thank you. Switching gears a bit, and these are the few questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
12th grade, some college.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Living with a partner.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. Please tell me how often do you regularly watch them or read them in the span of a week. MSNBC. Is it very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom?
Somewhat often.
Your local news, TV news?
Very often.
Network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Somewhat often.
CNN?
Somewhat often.
Fox News?
Never.
Seldom to never, right?
Right.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
I was a strong Democrat.
Strong Democrat. Now, which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, no health insurance, other?
No health insurance.
Thank you. Who is the primary breadwinner in your household? You.
My partner.
Okay. Would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household, or just stop me when you hear your category. Under $15,000, $15,000 to $30,000, $30,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $150,000, $150,000 to $250,000 or over $250,000?
I guess 75.
So would that be 50,000 to 75 or?
Yes.
Okay. Do you identify yourself as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
And that was the last question. Thank you very much for your participation. You've been very kind.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
You too.
Thank you.